Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, when we take our kids to school, or they take the bus, or they end up driving themselves. I didn't have my own car in high school, but nowadays kids have their own cars. Some of them go to high school. You figure that while you're at work, while you're away, kids are going to be good. Kids are going to be safe. And you think it's because, well, they're just kids. Well, because there's teachers there, and those teachers are trained. Because you think there's enough security. Well, all of a sudden we see this video that surfaced over the weekend at a Las Vegas high school, at Las Vegas High. I'm in Las Vegas, so this is my neck of the woods. And you see this girl give a beat down to another girl. And in this beat down, you don't really see a lot of intervention. In fact, the only thing that stopped the beat down is the one punching stops. And the girl lies motionless, the one that was beaten up. And this, and I mean, you see these, you're looking at, and I don't know how old she is. She looks, maybe she's 15, 16. The other one looks a little younger, but they're obviously in the same class. And you look at that going, what could have been so bad between those two to cause something like that, where she caused repeated head injury? We don't know. I don't know what the status is of the girl that got beat up in the head, but she probably took at least 50 punches to her brain, to her skull. 50 punches. And this other one just kept wailing on her, wailing on her. You see somebody try to stop her, and not very aggressively. I mean, I would have full Nelsoned. I would have, I mean, if I was the teacher in that class, I would have been like all Krav Maga. Maybe it's because teachers are, maybe it's because you get in trouble if you touch a kid now. It's assault. But what I see in this video is a student beating up on another student and no intervention. In fact, somebody videotaped it. Somebody was close enough to videotape the whole thing. People are like, oh, whew, thank God somebody videotaped it. I would have rather not seen the video and that person intervened. But I get it. You know, if you have kids, I mean, I got two boys, so, I mean, we've kind of taught them, you know, self-defense, and we've taught them things, you know, that they can do, but I get it. You know, if you have somebody who doesn't want to get involved, and that's kind of where we are right now, nobody wants to get involved. They watched a rape happen on a Philly train. You know, they watch people go in and steal, and mind you, look, I've told my employees, I'm like, look, okay, your life is worth way more than, you know, just let them leave, call the police, if that ever happens to us, your life is worth way more. But why do we have such a violence epidemic? I mean, kids used to beat each other up at school before, but there's a difference now. I mean, we've had shootings, we've had rapes, we've had fights, we've had put up your dukes, you know, and all the stuff we see in the old movies. That's my only peer into history. So fights have happened, but what is the main difference now? The main difference now is you're not going behind the bleachers or at the end of school, you know, meet me in the park and this is where we'll do it. This is just right in the middle of class. Same thing with these thefts. Well, let's hit the place at midnight when no one's there. We'll disable the alarm. People are just brazenly going in and stealing right there during the day. There's a same thing with a rape. You know, you're not getting dragged into a stairwell. You're just being raped right there in public on a train with tons of people around. The difference now that these criminals know is that there's not a lot of bystanders that are do-gooders or good Samaritans, that they feel like they could get away with anything. I mean, in the olden days, something like that happened, somebody would pull a gun on you and say, get off her, I'm going to shoot you in the head. Well, nobody has guns anymore. Well, the bad guys have guns, but with all the gun rules, people are like, I don't have my gun. I mean, what am I going to do? I can't take them on. Which is also another issue, too. Why do we have to rely on a gun? Why aren't all of us pretty well versed in fighting? When was the last time you got into a fight and was able to kind of, you know, work out and learn how to box or wrestle or Krav Maga? We don't do that. I haven't gotten into a fight since grade school. Now, I still know some moves, but I mean, I had to get a CCW to protect myself. So, you know, what are we doing here? This girl also couldn't protect herself. I'm looking at this girl wailing on her from behind. She could have very easily taken an elbow to the stomach, bruised her pancreas, hand up. There's a lot of things she could have done, but she couldn't. One, she was in shock. Two, she was sustaining head trauma. But nobody's helping. Nobody can defend themselves, and people are just outright going crazy, wailing on each other. Now, of course, the school district has called out, you know, the superintendent is involved. I'm not sure what charges are now being inflicted. Police were called, so the Clark County School District Police Department did, from we understand, cite her for battery. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what next, but parents are like, you know, this is ridiculous. The school district could say, okay, we don't tolerate bullying. We don't tolerate stuff. And they have. The school district has a great, you know, anti-bullying program. But this is beyond that. You have people that are losing it. Either they're on drugs, either they're mad, either they're lashing out, or they could get away with it. Now, I don't know if everybody needs, you know, we need to put all our kids into martial arts. And I'm not saying everybody go all Miyagi-Do or Cobra Fang now, but maybe kids need this outlet. Maybe adults need an outlet. Maybe we're so pent up, you know, oh, no fighting, you have to say, you know, I mean, maybe we're just animals and it's starting to come out. And the stress of COVID and the stress of the economy and the stress of a possible impending war is just making people say, what am I doing? Why am I in a shirt and tie? And why am I being so gracious and so polite? If I hate somebody, let me go after them. So we really have a violence epidemic that is multifactorial. And we have a bystander problem. We have a lack of a good Samaritan problem. And we better figure this out because we're having kids sustain head trauma for no reason. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And we do really, really appreciate, you know, it's a very, very odd time we're living in right now. You know, I've been your radio host now for 13 years. I know. Yeah. And I know you guys are like, gosh, you know, how much longer? How much longer is she going to be on the air? I don't know, man. I'm still with you. And, man, it's been a very tumultuous last 13 years. Affordable Care Act, a couple of interesting elections, COVID. Listeria to me was really dramatic. The chocolate shortage. I mean, I've spoken about some pretty serious things, right? But, you know, I'm really honest with you guys. I'm almost too honest. And the time we're in, remember I told you 2022 is going to have no less drama? I really hope I'm wrong. I want nothing more than no drama. There's always going to be a little bit of drama. But 2022 has already shaped up in just the last 33 or 37 days to be not so quiet. And so, you know, we heard from the White House this weekend. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Russia could invade Ukraine any day, and they could overrun Kiev in 72 hours with up to 50,000 civilian casualties. He said the conflict would come at an enormous human cost, an estimated 100,000 troops have amassed. I heard it was about 130,000 troops that Russia has amassed, plus they have tens of thousands of separatists that will help them. And we're being told that Germany has kind of been a little bit on the quiet side in terms of committing to troops. UK just sent some troops. Macron, French President Emmanuel Macron, has told Putin that he hopes talks in Moscow could lead to an easing of tensions over Ukraine. Macron says this discussion can make a start in the direction in which we need to go towards de-escalation. He adds that he hopes to avoid a war and build elements of confidence, stability, and visibility for everyone. And Putin hails France's efforts to strengthen European security. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I mean, is Putin talking from both sides of his... I don't get it. Putin said, I see how much effort the current French leadership is making to resolve the issue of security in Europe, namely to resolve the crisis in the southeast of Ukraine. Putin told Macron. Meanwhile, Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba warns Moscow against trying to split Kiev from its Western allies. Kuleba says no one, no matter how hard anyone tries in Russia, will be able to drive a wedge between Ukraine and its partners. So what I don't understand, and maybe you guys could kind of clue us in, because, you know, there could be COVID, there could be cholesterol issues. We'll talk about some heart issues because it's National Heart Month. But I'm sorry, right now, you know, with what's going on and it's just brewing, and you can even, you know, hear the ground rumble. You know how when the olden days when you wanted to see if war was coming, you stuck your ear to the ground? Because you can hear the reverberations. That's just something that I think a lot of us are feeling. And, you know, we've watched enough movies to know that, you know, when somebody, you know, is power hungry and they see an opportunity, they're going to strike when there's that opportunity. And, you know, no offense to Joe Biden. I'm sure you guys have seen the meme. There's a new stamp, they said. There's this new stamp, I guess, circulating. Okay, it's fake. It's a new stamp, and it has... So bad. It has President Biden on there, and then the amount of the stamp is worth 0 cents. So it's, you know, like Joe Biden's no cents. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, when the world is making fun of our president, when our own country is making fun of our president, you know the powers that be, China, Russia, they're just warming up. They're stretching. They're doing that flip of the neck and the crack in the knuckles. And so, you know, I don't know if this is Russia wants to look like they're trying, so they're meeting with the French president. I mean, because what do they want? They want their land back. The Soviet Union lost a whole bunch of their territory that turned into independent countries with the fall of the Soviet Union in 91. And he wants Ukraine back. He already took Crimea. He doesn't want them joining NATO because then he has to deal with the whole European bloc. So, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, if France saves the day, that's great. But I'm not sure what Russia wants. You know, is it that the Ukraine is beating up on little baby Russia? No, he wants all those territories to not join NATO. Those previous, those that are now countries, And so I don't think France could speak on behalf of NATO at all. But, you know, how I look at it, you know, I'm a doctor. I got two sons. I have, you know, family. I have patients. They have, you know, sons and daughters that may, you know, have to go over there if, God forbid, this does start to turn into a world war escalation. You know, some people are thinking, oh, yeah, you know, well, let's do it. It's time for war. We just opened with that violence that we saw at the school where a girl was beaten up on another girl. And when you watch a video, you hear other people laughing, you know, videotaping. You know, it was like the most exciting thing to happen. And we have a boredom problem. We have a, you know, from a psychological standpoint, we have this, you know, well, I want to live through history. I want... to, you know, I've known people that voted for Hillary Clinton not because they thought that Hillary would make an awesome president, but they thought it would be super, super cool to have lived in a time when we had the first woman president. I mean, it's, you know, I understand people vote selfishly, you know, well, will this president do better for my pocketbook or whatever? But people want the history. People want the, you know, oh, you know, I was around when we had COVID and we had to do this and we had, I mean, people are thriving on this drama and on this calamity. People are just, you know, and I think there's a lot of people out there that want war. They do. They don't care about the Ukraine. They don't care about Russia. But they think it would be so cool for us to get into... in fact, I've heard people from an economy standpoint say, well, that'll help the economy. If we get into a war, it'll help the economy, like what happened post-World War II. I think everybody needs to slow their roll. I mean, I'm no economist, and I understand wars do that. But it's because a war will devastate the economy first. If you guys don't like rationing toilet paper and you don't like, you know, the lockdowns and you think you're going to have access to your Netflix, you know, realize if Russia does attack or we get into any sort of fight with Russia or China, okay, you're going offline. You can't just sit there and be tweeting and Instagramming and Snapchatting while World War III is going on, because they are going to cyber attack, cyber attack, cyber attack. And then there's going to be then the more bloody attacks. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of us going to war. You know, I like the fact that we're helping Ukraine. I think, you know, Russia is taking advantage because he sees an opportunity of weakness. He also sees that not all NATO allies or European countries are kind of on the same page. Nobody wants to mess with Russia, or everybody has certain dealings with them. And trust me, this has been decades in the making. So Britain is going to send another 350 troops to Poland. And, you know, these are great men and women. And, you know, nobody should, you know, have to give up their lives for, you know, a cause they don't believe in. And, you know, but if you look at it from a military standpoint, I mean, these are, okay, well, we have a couple hundred troops here. We have a couple thousand troops here. What are we doing? Are we, you know, just trying to show, oh, yeah, you know, we're here for help? Yeah, are we trying to placate to, you know, both sides in Congress? Or, you know, is it that we really, really want to stop somebody who wants domination from moving forward? We know we can't trust Putin. I mean, Biden gave Putin a list, you know, of places not to cyber hack. And I think Putin has followed everything on the list. So I think Biden thinks Putin's pretty trustworthy. I don't trust him. I wouldn't give him a list. The fact that he's on one of my lists. So, you know, as we watch these tensions rise, and we've seen this before, we've seen tensions rise, you know, and everyone's, you know, wondering if, you know, China's going to invade India or China's going to invade Taiwan. I mean, these have been things that have been brewing for a while. What makes this difference? Why is this different? Is because we have predicted in the last year that based on our distraction with COVID, based on some of the moves, you know, certain leaders have made, other power-hungry people might find this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so I worry. So we'll keep you guys posted on any headlines that come that way. And hopefully we don't go to war. The 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An internal memo indicates Spotify CEO Daniel Ek told employees Sunday that he strongly condemns racial slurs used by Joe Rogan in the past, but that he will not be cutting ties with the popular podcaster. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is making his first visit to Washington since taking office December 8th and will meet with President Biden at the White House today. The two will surely discuss Russia's posturing against its Ukrainian neighbor. Republican representative from Texas Michael McCaul on ABC News says world leaders are watching America's leaders closely.
These are dangerous times, times of the essence. This will be the largest invasion in Europe since World War II. And the time frame, as Jake Sullivan mentioned, is closing in. This is why it's so important, because she is watching what is happening. Our adversaries are watching. If Putin could go into Ukraine with no resistance, certainly she will take Taiwan. He's always wanted this in the South China Sea.
USA Radio News. Responding to a shots fired call, police became the target when they arrived.
Two people fatally shot at an apartment complex in a suburb of Milwaukee yesterday. The man responsible later died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, but not before taking aim at police who responded to the scene, as we hear from the Brown Deer, Wisconsin Police Chief Peter Nimmer.
Our officers were dispatched for a shots fired call. Upon our arrival to the scene, our officers were fired upon from the second floor balcony.
No officers were wounded, but one other person, a civilian bystander, was injured, but not seriously. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Alvin Kamara, the New Orleans Saints star NFL running back, was arrested Sunday shortly after playing in the Pro Bowl in Las Vegas, Nevada, for his alleged involvement in a brutal beating that previous night that took place inside a nightclub. His bail was set at $5,000, and he has a court hearing later on today. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So still tons of COVID headlines that we're going to get to in the show, with new vaccine recommendations. In fact, the CDC is actually going to be considering how we should approach the Moderna vaccine, and how we should look at, shall we say, extending the interval. Sorry, I'm having a little issue with my Facebook Live. Hold on a second. Apparently, with all the myocarditis cases, we're finding in other countries that the myocarditis risk will increase if there's a, shall we say, short interval between the two. So if they lengthen the interview, they're thinking that that might actually work in terms of decreasing the risk. So we're going to talk about that. So, I mean, you know, it's just how everybody's kind of dealing with this COVID is it looks like they're just kind of falling all over each other and kind of, you know, making it up as they go. Well, this is the latest. Now, researchers have been looking at our masks, and I think somebody is finally realizing that the masks we're wearing probably aren't good enough. Duh. I've been saying this from the beginning. Any of us doctors or people who have said and tried to alert people to how your mask might not be working, you need to be a little bit more careful, were vilified as being anti-mask, as being, you know, heretics, as being traitors. And we're like, look, we're just trying to tell you guys to be a little bit more careful because what you're putting on your face isn't working. And I can't stand how the media and how everybody just made anybody who had any common sense that wanted to warn the public and protect the public, how they were vilified. And do you guys notice it's just, and I don't want to say I told you so, but do you notice how all these people who have been told and accused of being anti this and anti that and anti, you know, where the data started to come out and they weren't that loony as people tried to say they were? You know, well, there's side effects with the vaccines. There are no side effects to the vaccines. They're completely healthy. No, there's some side effects. There's, as we see with myocarditis, as we see with blood clots, as we see with, yeah, there are some side effects. It's okay to say that. You don't have to be, you know, completely black or white. You could, you know, you could say, look, maybe the safety profile is not 100%, but overall they're safe. You could say something like that, but it was no. Vaccines are safe. Don't even worry about the side effects. In fact, stop videotaping people getting the vaccine. Well, that made people kind of, you know, kind of uncomfortable. Same thing with the masks. You know, well, Fauci said, look, the masks might not completely protect you against a virus like this. When I heard him say that, I was like, yeah. But yeah, he's right. And then all of a sudden, no, just wear the masks. You know, just, and we're going to mandate them. And I'm like, but you just said they're not going to 100% protect. So why don't you give people the ones that do protect, like the N95s? Nothing happened for 2 years. Now they're finally giving the N95s. And it's funny because all these people who on social media were giving me crap about my comments on masks going, can we get the N95s? No, that just doesn't make sense. And the masks are fine and the masks work. Look at how the masks work. I noticed a lot of people have been kind of eating their words. Which, and here's the thing. I don't want an I told you so moment. What I want, I told you guys, when I fight with my husband, it's rare. I don't want to say I told you so because I want a win. I don't want a win. Okay? And maybe this is, I can't speak for all women, but as the mother of the house, I want to prevent drama. I want the least amount of drama. I don't like drama. And everyone's like, oh yeah, drama's exciting. It's not. I hate drama. I want to prevent the next fight. I want to prevent the next, you know, mask or vaccine or mandate debacle. And so the reason why us doctors are saying, I told you so, I told you so, the masks may not protect you 100%, is because if government decides to do this BS all over again, we have that. But you see, this is what the science ended up saying. Listen to me next time. I mean, use me as a resource. We, you know, we're not crazy. If a bunch of, you know, Americans are saying, look, I don't think these masks are really helping, you know, and I think people have this false sense of security and they're doing mask kisses and they're blowing their nose and they're pulling it down when they're eating and they're pulling it down when they're coughing because they don't want to get cough and spit on it and ruin their mask. You know, listen to us. I don't want it, I told you so. I don't need a win. Just if I say something, can you just not blow it off? And not only not blow it off, but don't accuse me of being anti-mask. Don't accuse me of being anti-vaccine when I support vaccines and I've worn masks and I support masks, but I support a good one. Make it a good one. Make it an N95. 2 years later, now they're starting to pass out N95s. But man, you put so many people through hell, and where's the, I'm sorry, you were right. No. And you know why? Because you want to do it again. So now, what are we looking at? Well, here's the latest study. Cambridge researchers say that if you use pantyhose and tape, that may make your mask work. Okay, do any of you guys still have pantyhose? pantyhose were big in the 80s, maybe the 70s. By the 90s, women were like, I don't want pantyhose. I liked pantyhose because they made my legs look tan, because I just have really, really white legs, you know. And so pantyhose would kind of give me that sleek, you know, look. Plus the control top pantyhose, those are good because that can suck stuff in. So I still have some pairs from the 90s, but I don't really wear pantyhose. You know, I have some. So Cambridge University researchers say if you put ladies' tights on your face or men's tights, whoever wants to wear them, it could slash your risk of getting COVID. They say one of the criticisms aimed at commonly worn face coverings is that they do not fit tightly enough to significantly block viral particles being inhaled or exhaled. So Cambridge University experts looked at a bunch of do-it-yourself hacks to make it fit better. And they found if you wrapped pantyhose around the bottom half of the face on top of the mask, it would reduce the amount of viral particles by up to 7 times more than a loose mask on its own, by concealing the gaps around the nose and mouth. Can you imagine? Now, you realize pantyhose are porous. Pantyhose has, like, they're like crisscross, so you have a lot of little places for bugs to hide out on. Pantyhose is not the, or tights. Tights are maybe a little more finely woven, but I just don't see that lasting long. So the scientists think it could reduce the amount of viral particles by up to 7 times more than a loose mask on its own, sealing the gaps. They do recognize the social and physical implications of wearing tights on your face. Remember that guy that wore women's panties? They were red lace panties that he put on his face, and he was on a plane. He got kicked off the plane. Yeah, you're going to have to tell the FAA. You're going to give them the memo. So they say the jury is still out on how effective mask wearing is at reducing COVID infections at a population level, with conflicting results from both sides. Most scientists agree that they at least make a small contribution. That's what I said 2 years ago. That's what Fauci originally said 2 years ago. Okay, I mean, honestly, you guys are spending all this money and time. The mask technology, I mean, in 2020, this wasn't a science we had to relearn. Yeah, everybody's like, well, you know, it took a while to learn COVID. It took a while. Yes, we had to learn COVID. We had to learn about the vaccines. We had to learn about what it does for long COVID. But there was never supposed to be a learning curve with the masks. Come on, people. We've known what the masks do and what the masks don't do. I mean, why do you think in Ebola, when they had the Ebola outbreaks, they were in hazmat suits and they were, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen these stupid face covering masks on the ground. If it's such a biohazard risk, yeah, I mean, if we need to have such a tight seal, why are they sitting there on playgrounds and parks? There's masks all over the place. We're just not doing it right. All right, so pantyhose on your face. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Christopher wants to know whatever happened to the trial on ivermectin that was supposed to come out soon. Okay, let me clarify. What's going on with ivermectin, and I know a lot of you guys are interested in this, not so much that you want to take ivermectin, but it's one of those things where, again, the government, you know, didn't want to listen. Everybody's like, no, 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 don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. You know, whatever Trump said, don't take. Ivermectin has been kind of controversial in that originally the study, there were doctors actually originally saying to take 100 to 200 micrograms per kilogram, which would have equated anywhere between, you know, depending on your weight, 10 to 12 to 15 milligrams of ivermectin as a one solid dose. This was something that was brought on March. I think the doctor brought this up February or March of 2020. And so laboratory studies have found, because some of you have asked, how did ivermectin get brought up? And I'll answer Chris's question in a second. But some of you have asked, why did ivermectin get suggested so early on in the pandemic when there wasn't the controversy? Because there were studies that looked at ivermectin inhibiting HIV, dengue viruses. I think these were non-human studies, or these were test tube in vitro studies. And so there was a, because there was antiviral activity already established with ivermectin, doctors were like, you know, give it a try. Then some people are like, well, then, okay, why was ivermectin so controversial? Well, one is because Trump brought it up, and I can't stand that we politicize medicine the way we do. The other is it's not completely benign. Nothing is completely benign. So there are certain side effects people can have. One study looked at some people could have visual changes. Another, it could interact with other medications that they're on. Some people have found that certain ivermectin doses, if you overdo it, it could cause neurological symptoms, confusion, issues walking. And so ivermectin toxicity is a thing. And so ivermectin toxicity started to cause a little uptick in poison control centers being called because people couldn't get a hold of ivermectin, so they went to veterinary compounds. Well, a cow weighs a lot more than you do. So if you're trying to get 1 to 200 micrograms per kilo, and then you end up trying to get 10 milligrams out of something that looks like 100 or 200, it could then, sadly, be ivermectin toxicity. So the reason why public officials said don't take ivermectin was because public officials wanted to make sure people weren't overdosing on something, and they had to. Now, mind you, they didn't have to do what they did in terms of vilifying Trump and vilifying anybody or any doctor. A doctor just got canned for writing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They didn't necessarily have to do that, but what they did have to do is say, look, guys, there's something called, which they should have explained. Honestly, if I was a public official in that regard, I would have said this. I would have said, look, guys, hey, okay, first of all, I know you're scared of COVID. Part of the reason is we did scare you. We told you guys you had to lock down. You know, we told you guys you could end up dying. We still haven't given you a lot of details on who dies and who doesn't because we're learning. And so we understand the fact that you want to treat yourself because we have no medicines to treat COVID right now. We get that. But this medication has been known to cause toxicity at certain levels. So let us take a look at it. I think we're going to be open to the studies. We're going to look at the studies. There are studies being done, clinical trials being done, but please don't self-treat because the risks could be bad if you're taking wrong doses, and it could ivermectin is a little bit more complicated. See, they should have said that. Instead, they were like, no, 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 just don't take it. Well, meanwhile, people are like, well, to heck with the government. I don't want to die of COVID. The government said we could all die. That's why we have to wear masks and 6-foot distance and not go to work and not go to school. And so people took it. Some people said, didn't do jack diddly squat. Others said, yeah, it worked. I got over my COVID. So how do we know? So we've looked at studies. And certain studies have found that there is antiviral activity. Well, we know there's been antiviral activity. In fact, in Japan, there was a study that said there was ivermectin. They did find an antiviral effect against Omicron.
This was a company, a Japan pharmaceutical company, Kowa Ltd. It's been working with Tokyo's Kitasato University. They were testing the drug as a potential treatment. Not a lot of details, because when Reuters had done an article saying ivermectin was effective against Omicron in phase 3 clinical trials, there was all this controversy, so they had to rescind that comment. But the clinical trials are ongoing, and it's looking positive. Still, the drug's not approved for treatment in America, in Japan, even the World Health Organization, the EU drug regulators have all warned kind of against it. Even Merck, where ivermectin, I guess, comes from, the Merck pharmaceutical company is still, you know, guiding people to not do it yet until we study it. But one of the study that Chris is talking about is University of Minnesota. Their ivermectin trial is nearing completion. So the researchers at the University of Minnesota, and this is their School of Medicine, I believe, is expecting to finish enrollment this week of their first clinical trial. And then the study is going to, I believe, still span the next few weeks. And then hopefully results will come this spring. It's called the COVID Out Study. It's reviewing three common drugs. Fluvoxamine, which we spoke about that has had promising results. Luvox, it's an antidepressant or an SSRI. Diabetes medication, metformin. And you know, metformin, I don't know if it's so much metformin working on it or metformin controlling blood sugars, because high blood sugar could affect COVID. So it'll be very interesting with the mechanism of action. But ivermectin is included as well. Lead researcher Carolyn Bramante said the results will provide clinical guidance to doctors who are facing record pandemic cases and to the FDA about whether to authorize the drugs for treatment of COVID-19. Sooner would have been better, but I'm really proud of my team. Sooner would have been better. This isn't their fault. And good for University of Minnesota having some cojones to do this. But the reason why is when it was brought up early on, it was so taboo. And I think enough studies have come out where the government is like, okay, well, now what do we do? And as I said, they're going to have to be very, very careful, because if their results do show that ivermectin does work, and it could have worked this whole time, then you have families of 900,000 people that are going to be ticked. The lawsuits could be enormous. Doctors getting busted for not writing ivermectin. This is going to be a Lollapalooza for lawyers. So don't get your hopes up. My guess is what would happen is based on the findings, if we do have an American university, an American trial, because a lot of these trials are overseas, say, look, ivermectin works. It's not going to say ivermectin's worked this whole time. We screwed up. Dr. Dahlia was right. It could have been an adjunct and used, you know, as a treatment, and we're idiots. They're not going to say that. University, this isn't their fault. They're actually studying it. But the government's not going to say that. What they're going to say is, look, it looks like based on the data, it could play a role, a small piece to the COVID puzzle. And they're going to minimize sorry, Chris, we still don't have the results in yet. It might not be for a month or two, but that's kind of what's going on there. Keep the questions coming, guys. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.